There better not be any funny business with this little darling
no
right here.
No shenanigans. Just because you got a nice haircut don't mean you can yell at everybody.
You're looking fine, but you ain't that fine.
What's up?
Hey, man.
Details.
How are you? Let's keep talking together at the same time.
I didn't even mean to do that. What's up? What's up?
I feel like you start every episode with that song.
I don't know why it's always in my head.
I think you were obsessed with it.
I kind of am. I don't know why that gets in my head the most out of any song in the universe. James Ingram, right?
Don't even ask me. Can I find a way to I was thinking him or Peebo.
I think it's James Ingram. Hey, everybody. This is Sort of Details Podcast.
Hi.
What do we do in this podcast?
We talk about the shit that doesn't matter.
Yep, the unimportant shit. I will say I have forgotten in the last few episodes, I think because we were too giddy about the guests that we had.
We have had two guests.
We had back-to-back hits that we are genuine fans of and that we genuinely geeked out about. Even Gareth, who's like my actual friend that I hang out with in real life, I'm still such a fan of the dollop that I am still like a fan.
Let me be completely real with you.
And a friend.
Yeah.
A friend.
Friendly? Friendly girl. I'll be real. Gareth came in the back door for me. And now I'm a super fan.
Yeah, right?
I mean, he did. I mean, maybe walk that back a little bit.
Yeah, I'm unclear about this metaphor.
Okay.
But I agree that he's delightful.
That's all I meant.
Yes.
First of all, I've heard the dollop before.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know about the Randy Newman impression, unfortunately.
I'll play it for you.
However, when he was sitting here and talking about the Jadakiss grift and the steak.
Just the greatest.
The steak grift with his dad.
Yeah.
I was like, this dude is incredible.
We'll have him back. He's just delightful. Gareth is genuinely a delightful human being, and I love talking to him. And he's just a person who like radiates joy when he walks into a room. That's what you guys should all know about Gareth Reynolds. He's
super
a fantastic
funny.
Person. Also, I've forgotten to mention our Patreon, which we still have. If you donate to it, we thank you endlessly. We have fallen behind on EPs because of travel. I guess we can open with that. I am moving to England. And I have been going back and forth frequently, and I just got back yesterday from a trip over there a few weeks where I was looking for a new place to live. So that's, if there's ever a delay, it's because of that. It's because I am not in the country. And so we thank you for donating. We are going to do some Nugs of Wiz bonus eps tonight. I'm going to get those bonuses up. Thank you for your patience. Our Patreon is patreon.com/April Richardson. Make no mistake about the name. Millie also benefits from it. And our merch. We have swordedmerch.com.
Heat on that merch. Let me tell you, I've been so pleased because we've been getting tagged on Instagram.
Yeah.
People who bought the merch. And it is cool, young, hip people.
Yeah, not old ladies like us.
Not country moms.
Yeah.
Although they're welcome. Listen, if a country mom bought a sweatshirt that says I heart to fart, I'd love that. Not going to turn that down. But the streets have spoken.
Yeah.
There has been like one or two, at least one or two, cool looking people who are zhuzhing up.
Yes.
Like, doing a little, you know, fucking,
yeah,
a little DIY work on the sweatshirts, rolling the sleeves up, looking super cute, looking like Ione Sky.
Also, you have suggested, which I think a new design might be coming soon, that we make one that says scam, scam, scams.
Oh, yeah, we got to do a scam,
because
scam,
of our
scams.
Love of scams. And we're going to have, I think, another scams ep soon.
People scream out scam, scam, scams at us.
Yeah.
Do you know that?
I love scams. Oh, my God. Yeah, we're going to have another scams episode soon. Also, yeah, so sortedpodcast.com, sortedmerch.com, and then our Instagram is also sortedpodcast. That's all that shit. Also, email April and Millie, April, A-N-D-M-I-L-L-I-E, at gmail.com with any questions, anything you want up on Nugs a Wiz, anything you want us to talk about. Yeah.
Can I also do a fave, too?
Yeah.
I want to shout out a guy named Dan.
What's up, Dan? Dan Engler?
Yeah.
Yeah, Dan rules.
So, Dan...
I hope I pronounced your last name right, Dan.
Dan was the... So, a lot of people... So, in this... The last up with Tyler from Cocaine and Rhinestones, we got a lot of heat off that ep, as you can imagine, on Twitter.
Thanks, TMC.
On Twitter. And a lot of people were tagging our... The Twitter account that's on... That's sorted... It's like at Sorted Deets.
Yeah,
right?
And Dan runs that.
So, Dan... basically was kind enough to start the Twitter account.
Yeah.
And has been running it up until this point and was like doing these incredible little sound bites and just being a good dude. And I don't think we've ever like told, like we've never told him that.
Yes. Thank you. Cause those things, I don't know how to make though. That was amazing with those graphics where it was like a clip of us talking. Like,
yeah,
those are
rad. Listen, I'm totally stupid when it comes to internet things or technology things, but anyway, a lot of people were tagging the Twitter when they were like talking about, oh, like some cool chick made a playlist on Spotify that was every song that we referenced in that episode with TMC.
Yeah,
so that was dope, and I love that. I love that somebody has gone through the episode and like looked up songs
that we talked about. Yeah.
But anyway, the Twitter, Dan's taking a bit of a Twitter break, I believe. And so it may not be kept up with as much just because we're, you know, dumb and busy and all this stuff like that. But so if you're sending messages to the Twitter account and you don't like hear from us or anything like that, don't think we're like blowing you off. Cause you know,
email's the best. Cause Millie reads every single email.
Yes.
Yeah.
And I try to respond. I mean, like, when I get a moment, usually when I'm bored at work,
right,
I'll go through and start replying to people. But it also, too, with just, like, just getting in touch with us, you know, again, like, bear with us. We're trying our hardest to be on.
We're just fucking international playgirls. Fucking
you're the
traveling.
International playgirl.
You're about to go to New York and shit. Like, you went to Italy.
That
like,
is national.
We're, you know, jet setters.
Listen, let's talk about this. Can we talk about...
All right, we'll open with this, and then we'll get to the topic I want you to talk about.
Okay, we'll get to that specific nut meat in just a second.
All right,
but
all right, all right.
A lot of people asking me, Millie.
Are they?
What do you think about April moving to
England?
Some
ask the question, why am I so real?
Some ask the question. But they don't understand me. They really don't know the deal, and I'm about to tell you right now.
All right.
Look, I am not one to get like super sentimental about things. I feel like change is good a lot of times. I feel like you have to be adaptable, and especially in the times that we live in now.
Right.
But is it going to suck for me when you move?
Let me answer that. No, because you now have a bedroom in England.
I know, but...
That you can come to any time you like. You have a guest room.
Yes. That is the one thing everyone has said. They'd be like, Millie, Harry, you're pretty bummed, but now you have a place to stay in England. I'm like, yes, I know.
In like a dope ass city.
I'm stoked for you.
You will have a free place to stay in England.
Stop saying that.
You will. It's not like I'm not going to come here.
Okay, I was going to say. I mean, you're listen, you've been in LA for a long time.
13 years.
A lot of people who leave LA are like, fuck it, I'm done. And
I'll come hang out with you. I'll come hang out with all my friends here.
Right.
Like, of course.
Right. Because I certainly know how it feels like to be like, all right, I moved on. I don't need to come back to this place, blah, blah, blah. However, I hope you do.
Yeah, I'm not like that. I'm not like burn it down or anything. If anything, it's the only complication is going to be figuring out the time. I will say it was a bummer. So I was just there for like 3 weeks because we were looking for apartments and stuff. And like It is an 8-hour time difference. That's the I would go to call you. I'd go to call Mary. Like, I'd be like, oh my God, I want to tell Millie this thing. And then I'd be like, I can't. It's like 4 a.m. in LA.
I know.
That's the only thing is going to be organizing the time.
I know. I have noticed since you've been even just traveling back there for the past couple months, the amount of dumb internet memes that you used to send me and I used to send you has gone down exponentially.
Yeah, that is. I did have like kind of a breakdown when I was there because I just was like, oh my God, I feel so far away from my friends. But once I figure out, because Erin Gibson suggested, she was like, well, let's do a thing where it's like, I know you're going to call me like every Wednesday at 3 p.m. or whatever. Like, we'll have to do something like that.
Even though Erin is always international.
Yeah, that was the cool thing about this most recent trip is when we got, the day I got there, there was like the London Podcast Festival. So it was like everyone I knew was in London.
So that's perfect.
So we all hung out. It was wild. I mean, it was like cool. It made it a smooth transition because I got there and was like, hey, the people I just saw like 2 days ago are here. Like, yeah, that was cool.
Like, I don't think you're not going to see anybody again. That's the thing, is that you know enough touring comics and you know just enough people in general to where people, because that's kind of how I feel about LA, honestly. Like, when I moved here, I was like, oh shit, I'm so far away from like everyone I know in Atlanta and blah, 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 blah. But then it was like every fucking week somebody from Atlanta
or just
someone that I know is in town. And so I'm like, when you live in a place where people visit all the time.
Yes.
You won't be lonely all the time.
I don't want to be lonely no more. I don't want to have to pay for this. Yeah, we live close enough to London that it's like enough people go to London on vacations and for business or whatever that I think.
Yeah, you'll be all right.
Yeah.
But it's going to suck because you don't live like fucking 4 blocks from me anymore.
Yeah.
And, you know, I can't just roll over here in sweatpants and, drink milkshakes and have diarrhea instantly.
Yeah.
Talk about the diarrhea.
Well, but we got like 2 more months of that.
We do.
2 more months of.
Make it count.
Yeah.
It's going to be like our Prince of Tides, our own Prince of Tides, where we're like, this is a short window. Yes. We got to maximize it. We got to go to a lake house.
Yes.
We got to like chop some firewood.
We're going to fucking have milkshakes and fart every night for 2 months.
Farting and milkshakes is our lake house.
Farting and milkshakes. Little Pony.
I just felt like I needed to say that because a lot of people were wondering. A lot of people asking me how I am. I love that. They're like, Millie, how you doing emotionally? What's it like when your best friend's leaving you?
I broke down too. I was like, this is weird.
Yeah.
Because there was a night. Yeah.
We've shed tears. Don't think we haven't. I mean, I had to get used to that. I talk to my family like constantly. I mean, I'm like constantly FaceTiming with my nephews to the degree to which my parents are like, are you all right? You want to talk to us all? You want to FaceTime Henry and Colin? I'm like, dude, I just love it. I like, that's how we are. And I had to get used to that, you know, for sure. That's 3 hours. But yeah, I mean, we'll figure it out. Like, if I have to wake up at 3 o'clock in the morning, I will answer a text.
We'll figure it out for sure.
So.
In the meantime, though, be planning your visit.
And trust me, I have sky miles out the ass.
Yeah,
just
girl.
From this year.
Yeah,
because I travel so much. And I'm going, like, literally, like, in the next... This is going to be an excuse as to why we're not going to have a shit ton of eps. I'm going to New York not once, but twice in the next 2 weeks. I have to go to Joshua Tree. I'm not going to lie. I have to for a party, a bachelor party. And then I'm definitely going to Atlanta again. I'm definitely going to Florida at some point. So it's kind of like I have all these trips... And so I have all these sky miles, therefore I can fly to see your ass.
Yep.
It'll be great. And we'll have fun. I will make friends in LA.
Yep.
At 40.
Yes.
Which is kind of terrifying.
You got friends.
So we'll see. And if not, I'm just going to make you FaceTime me constantly.
I'll do that shit for sure.
Right? Anyway, I am actually super happy for you. I know I'm being bratty, but considering how much, like, you know, we've done a lot of eps. How many eps have we done?
20?
Can I say a lot? 20?
20 something.
That's fucking crazy.
Yeah.
It's crazy we got 20 eps.
Crazy we could think of 20 eps worth of shit to yell about.
Exactly. However... You know, yo.
Well, I'm not hating because I'm no hater. Don't try to kick it to me later.
No, I love it. So we'll figure it out, you know?
Yep.
You and your, me and your mom, we're going to figure some things out. We're going to, it's kind of, we're going to make it happen.
Dude.
Who, okay, like, just out of curiosity, who's your, like, Nana's favorite celebrity? Like, who would she, because we all know your mom loves Harrison Ford,
Ronald Reagan.
A NASCAR dude.
Dale Earnhardt,
yeah.
Her, you know who my mom's, like, number one crush is? John Stossel. Swear to God.
Damn.
I don't know who my Nana thinks is hot, really, because my Nana's, she's kind of on the same page as us. In a, she tools on the same people we do. Like, she'll make cracks when people come on. She goes, one time we were watching TV, and it was on Food Network, and Guy Fieri came up, and she and my Nana goes, I swear to God, my 90-year-old Nana goes, looked at the screen and goes, what if I get my hair cut like that? About Guy Fieri. And I, like, cried laughing. Like, my Nana was like, what would you do if I got my hair cut like that? And I was like, never stop laughing.
I was like,
you
pretty much go down to Party City and get a hat with
yeah,
the hair.
Yeah, right? But she just, she was like, look at this clown's hair. Like, she was just totally making fun of
him. She's the best, man.
But I don't remember a time, I don't know who my Nana thinks is, like, hot. You know what I mean?
I just wonder, because, like, you know how when you grow up, yeah, as a woman and man, like men get this too, about how you have this, like, your parents think that have a ideal sort of, like, who you should, you know, who yes. you should date. You should date George Clooney. Like, all
well,
right,
of course.
Mom, every time I think about Clefchins, I think about, like, Kirk Douglas or something,
yeah.
like some noir
well, there's
guys.
There's different kinds. Kirk Douglas has, like, a dimple in his chin.
Okay.
Whereas I think, like, a cleft chin is, like, a butt chin. Like, it has, like, a line down the middle of it.
Yeah. That's pretty sexy.
It's the best on men and women. I
yeah.
love it.
No, that's cool.
Yes.
That's cool. And everyone loves a salt and pep, a gray-haired
yeah,
dude. Everyone, like, ladies love cool gray.
Yeah.
Right.
Yeah. Clearly.
In the Huey Lewis in the news.
Clearly.
Way.
Another butt chin that I love.
Oh, yeah, full circle. He has
yeah,
a bunch
yeah.
of too. Tight. So while you were gone.
Yes.
I did some shit.
Yes.
I did some self-discovery.
Yes, you did. And the number one thing I need all the details on right motherfucking now is the fucking escape room that you went to.
Okay.
And I should, let me tell everybody listening that's not in Los Angeles, just in case you don't know what it, everyone in LA is obsessed with escape rooms. Let me just say that. All 9 out of 10 of my friends regularly go to escape rooms, and I'm like, what? I've never been.
Tell the people what it is.
I don't even really, you'll have, because
oh,
it's
okay.
like, I think it's just what it sounds like. Like, you go and they give you, it's like a scavenger hunt type thing, right? Where it's like you get clues to get out of the room. All I'm saying is I think it's a thing I'd be too scared to do. So I've never done it, but I hear everybody talking about them all the time.
Okay. So for those people not in the know, because I guarantee you they're not, like, I'm sure there's not an escape room in, like, my parents' hometown.
Right.
Not my parents' hometown, not, like, where they're from, but I'm saying where they are right now, there's probably not an escape room. However, they're popping up. There's a proliferation of them as we speak.
Dude, they're,
sure.
like, on every corner in LA.
Yeah. So an escape room is essentially it's, like, a place that has multiple rooms that are designed to, you get locked in them, essentially.
Yeah. I'm already like, no thanks.
But that, as I realize, isn't as hard and fast. I think that's kind of like the theoretical thing that's supposed to happen, but they try to really lock you in. It's not like they like put like 20 fucking deadbolts like in
right.
a Bugs Bunny cartoon.
Right.
I mean, you could get out if you really wanted to.
Can I tell you, sidebar just real quick, you saying Bugs Bunny reminded me that on the plane, I flew here yesterday from England, and yeah. on the plane home, I watched Tom and Jerry howling laughing still. And because it was the best one, it was the one where Tom, like, learns how to play piano because every time he plays a waltz, like, Jerry has to come out and waltz. And then they end up being, like, famous. He's, like, they, like, do an act. Like, he becomes, like, a famous pianist because he, like, is incredible at playing the piano. And so he's, like, playing a recital but, like, is still trying to eat Jerry
Dude, I love those two motherfuckers.
Anyway, I was like cackling on the plane.
Yeah, no, it's super
funny.
That
shit holds up.
So I have Boomerang, which is the, it's like the Cartoon Network throwback network that essentially plays all these old cartoons, right, like Bugs Bunny and Tom and Jerry. And I have it because I wanted to, I've given it to my nephew Henry because he's 4 and he's starting to like watch a shit ton of TV. And I'm like, I'll be damned if I'm going to let him watch a bunch of new crap.
Yeah, not this new Jax. You got to get on Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah. And I was like, boom, I'm paying for a Boomerang subscription because that's the kind of cool aunt that I am.
Yeah.
And he loves Tom and Jerry now, and he's like stoked, and he loves that dog that comes in sometimes, that big bulldog that comes in the mix, and is like fuck with both of them, you know, and like loves all of those pratfalls, and I'm like, good, I did something good for the world by doing that. But
okay,
anyway.
sorry okay, so escape room,
so it's basically just like an they give you a time, and theoretically you go in there with your friends,
a time like you have 1 hour to complete
this. Yes, you have an hour to complete it.
Okay.
Then, essentially, the room is themed, usually.
Are you in just with your crew, or do they put you with any strangers?
Now, that's the thing, is that I've heard it's both ways. I've heard that sometimes you can get one where you're in it with a bunch of strangers, and then sometimes you're in there with just you and your friends. And that was what I did, was it was just me and my friends.
Okay.
And there was only 4 of us. And so what happens is, it depending on the difficulty of the room, there's like a bunch of clues, like there's all, it's kind of like you're just in the middle of a puzzle. Like I hate to even bring this up, but I don't know, you were you ever in Odyssey of the Mind when you were like in middle school? Do you know what that is?
No, is that like Voyage of the Mimi?
No, it's not a television show about whales with Ben Affleck.
Okay.
It's almost like a club that you joined in middle school, sometimes even in high school. It's like for smart kids that, you know, are like, here's some like brain, it's like for kids to like do like brain exercises, and they have like meets and events and you know, stuff like that. It's
you almost were
like
in that?
Listen, I'm not gonna brag.
Were you a nerd?
When I was in middle school, I was pretty smart. When I got to high school, definitely less so. But in middle school, I was pretty tight. And they and I got to go to a fucking state competition and shit.
But what do you? What was the competition?
So
who could do this fucking word search the fastest?
No, I barely remember it. The one thing that I do remember is like one of the things was we had to create. They give you, it's like a MacGyver scenario where they give you this box full of shit, like, you know, whatever. It'll be like a box full of like duct tape, a golf ball, a broom handle, rope, and then you have to create a system that picks up pecans from the ground. So then you have to like,
so you have to make like a Rube Goldberg machine,
or you just have to make an apparatus that will successfully grab like pecans from the ground, and you have to figure out a way to do it using,
and you did this at like a meet with like people judging,
with like a bunch
you?
Of other dorks,
right?
So essentially it felt a lot, an escape room felt a lot like that. It felt like a lot like you got to use these tools to figure out the clues that get you to the next part that gets you, and then you solve it.
So, but let me, you need to take me. So you walk up, it was you and 3 of our friends, and you walk up. So you go to the thing and you're like, hi, there's 4 of us here. Put us in an escape room.
Well, here's, let me back up a little bit and even tell you how this even happened. So my friend Danielle and I, former guest on the podcast, we're having
our first guest.
She was our first guest. Oh, yeah. We put her through that whole shit about science fiction.
Yeah.
Damn. She probably,
she's,
I can't believe she's still, can't believe she still talks to me. So we were having a beer on this bar off Melrose, and 2 of my other friends showed up, and we were just kind of like, hey, we're going to go down the street, get some, you know, dessert or something like that. So we walk past, there's an escape room again on every corner, and there's one on Melrose, and I was basically like, my friend Farzad and I were walking by, right? And like, we walk past this thing and we're seeing people in there like about to go do one in this like lobby. And I just looked at him and I'm like, do you ever want to do an escape room? And he's like, no, do you? And I'm like, no, that seems like some white people shit. And he's like, no kidding. And I'm like, I can't even imagine being locked into an escape room with like a bunch of our friends. That would be a fucking nightmare. We're like, yeah, exactly. So we shat on it super hard.
Right. Of course.
And before this, I literally thought, that they were, I was like, I don't know who cares and wants to do this all the time. Like, I was basically like, I'll admit right now that I was the biggest fucking hater, because I was basically like, that seems like some dumb shit that like dorks do.
Right.
However, we go down the street, we like, you know, go have dessert and eat and whatever, and we're feeling festive. Might have smoked a blunt at one point. Right. Walked back, and we like, we're all collectively walking past this escape room again, and my friend Farzad's girlfriend's like, we gotta go do one of those. And I was like, we were just talking about it. And she's like, no, we should go do one, let's go in there. And everyone suddenly was like, spring to action, let's go. So I'm like, what? So we walk in this place.
Okay.
And they're like, yeah, how, like, what do you want to do, what are you looking, so you, what are you looking to do, man?
They take walk-ins, you don't have to make an appointment.
I think appointments are strongly recommended.
Okay.
But they, because essentially there's like, I don't know, 8 to 10 different rooms. They're all different themes and they're all different difficulty levels. So there's ones that are hard and ones that are like super easy.
And you pick the theme and the difficulty level?
Yeah, there was one. The one we wanted to do was based on Jumanji.
Oh, shit.
And we were like, motherfucker, that might be some ill shit. We should do that one. But because we didn't have a res,
right?
They're like, sorry, sold out. Can't do it.
Sold out.
So Jumanji is no longer
sold out.
So I was in there again. I was apprehensive as fuck because I was thinking they're gonna lock us in with like 25 deadbolts.
Yes,
and
with strangers.
I'm gonna have a total claustrophobia panic attack,
and then it's gonna be like a murder mystery thing where it's like you don't know if people really died or whatever.
Well, yeah, and then of course I'm just like high, so I'm like, should I do this? Hi. I don't think so. I'm already feeling nervous about it, right? And I didn't understand the concept of it either. So I was just like, and my friends, Jess and Farzad, are super game. And I'm glad they're game, because honestly, they pulled me out of that thinking. They were like, let's just fucking go in here. We plunked down the credit card to do it. And we ended up doing like a one that was called Alice in Wonderland. It was basically Alice in Wonderland themed. And I was like, okay, I'm just going to roll with this.
Did that fuck with you hard because you were high? Alice in Wonderland?
Particularly? I know, yeah. That's a big druggy fave. I don't, you know, to me, it was strange because it was like, I guess I just didn't know what to expect. And right. So essentially what happens is that you go into one of these rooms and it's like, you start just seeing a bunch of crap on the wall and you have no context for it. So you don't know what's happening. You're like, okay, I get
it. How big is the room?
It's like the size of maybe this living room, so I don't know the dimensions. It's like, okay. 15 feet by, or maybe is that 50? I don't know, I can't ever judge distance, but anyway, it's like, you know, the size of like a living room or something.
Okay.
And there's all this crap everywhere. Like there's like, oh, okay, well, I see a big top hat in the corner, I see this like tea maker thing, and you can see, and there's like this kind of soft music that's playing. And then the person who's brought you into this room is basically like, here's the deal, these are the rules, like, don't break anything, you have an hour to complete this, we're watching you. That's the other thing too, is that there's like cameras all in the room.
Okay.
To where I guess the people working there are watching you do this thing, because you can actually ask for hints at a certain point. So if you don't know what the fuck is going on, as long as everybody in the group raises their hand, you're able to like
get a hint
of what the fuck you're supposed to be doing. Because that's the part that is really strange, is that you're like, you have no context for what you're doing, and so you just start looking, because they're
so
basically
just walk in a room and they're like, all right, go.
Yep. You have an hour and you're like, wait a minute.
And an hour to what? So they don't, what's the backstory? They don't give you, it's not like a backstory where it's like, you've been kidnapped.
Yes,
and now,
they give you a little bit of that. They're like, all right, so the deal is that you have to save Alice from the queen. And here's, and you know, whatever. That they give you very little of that, but it's like, the object is for you to save her. And that's
is
how
it
you
dark?
Escape.
Is it dark with like black light posters?
Well, I'll get to that in a second.
Okay.
This the first one was lit. Literally.
Yeah. And wait, you did more than one?
I'm going to get to that in just a moment.
Okay, damn.
So essentially, I'm with there with my three friends, right? And I'll tell you right now, I always thought that I was this like super type A personality, you know, where I'm like, I'm in charge. I'm an Aries. I like to compete. I like to get shit done. I don't have time to just sit around and dilly-dally. Clock's ticking. You know, I always thought that that's me. Like you put me in an escape room, and I'm like, let's figure this shit out immediately. I'm taking charge. The thing that the escape room taught me is that I'm actually not that person. I'm way stupid, and I like to sit in the corner and, like, just sit there and be waiting
and let everybody else figure it out.
Yeah. And then, as it turns out, my other friends, like Danielle's like, bitch, let's get it done. This is like her personality. She was just like, all right, let's look at all these things. There's like a corner that's got like some suitcases. Let's go open all those suitcases. Let's open all the doors, like trying to figure out where clues are. Cause basically that's it. That's what it is. It just feels like you're in this room where everything is in play, and so you got to try to figure out, okay, is there something that I can open or something that contains something that's
are there actors, are there people walking around pretending to be Alice or whatever?
Not in this one, okay. But in the fancier ones apparently there are actors.
Okay,
but like you're sitting there going like, because you can't move on until you figure out how to start.
Okay,
and so that part I'm really bad at. That I don't know sucks. How to start it.
So they don't give you... Yeah, that sucks. So you're just left in a... Yeah, that is weird that they're not like, okay, to begin, go fucking turn this book and the bookcase will turn around or whatever.
Right. The thing that I will say, and maybe this is a tip, I don't know. The instinct, you know, honestly, is to just start tearing up the entire room to try to figure out what the fuck is up, right?
Right.
So you want to see everything that's available to you. That's kind of how I felt. That's the technique that I thought of in my head but didn't communicate because I'm really bad at this. So then there are things that are just obviously out. Like there's like pieces of paper that are just sitting on the table.
Okay.
And I think that's the place to start. It's like the things that are immediately visible to you is probably how you start the game. Then you start jacking up the room and trying to figure out where the other stuff is.
Right.
And so it's basically just like being in a giant like treasure hunt or something like that. But when in that environment, I realized pretty quickly that I am a fucking dud. Don't take me to an escape room because I swear to God, I'm not going to fucking do anything.
Were you scared of any of it?
Of course I was. Because I was like, doors are opening, shit's popping out at you sometimes. Like sometimes when you do something, like you'll do something and then like a drawer pops out.
Oh, that sucks.
So, I mean, it's just startling. It, you know, I don't think it's terrifying, but it was just like, and especially being in the state that I was in, I was like, I don't know if I'm ready for this. But I think that's what was funny to me, was just sort of like, it just really shows the personalities of the people that you're with.
Right.
So I can't even imagine doing it with other people that you don't know, because then you're like, who the fuck is this bitch trying to take control?
Yeah.
Leading us down a path that ain't the path.
Right,
you know
right,
what
right.
I mean? So... fast forward.
Did you guys do it in the amount of time? Did
yes.
you win? Or
we,
like
we
whatever
did.
It would be called?
And
did you escape?
We escaped. And it was actually like not that bad. Like it was kind of fun.
I was about to say, do you like it now?
Sort of. And because I think we were so jazzed about doing it.
You did a second one.
We fucking went back outside and my friends were like, let's go do another one. We're going to do Dracula's Graveyard next.
Fuck that. I ain't doing that one.
And we turn right
Dracula's
around.
Dracula's Graveyard? What are you saving in that one?
We're basically
Save
trying
Dracula
to kill Dracula.
From his cave? Grave?
We're trying to kill Dracula.
You're trying to kill Dracula?
Now that shit was terrifying. But let me just tell you, like, doing two, like, we were so dumb. This was like, it's like, you know how you have one of those, like, nights where you're just like, you're lit and you're like, let's just fucking just. Do
yeah,
be impulsive
let's just do
and just
shit.
Do dumb shit. We must have plunked down like $300 on
That's
these escape rooms.
Insane. Okay, tell me. Okay, y'all picked Dracula's Graveyard.
It was the only one available to us at the time because it was midnight. It was midnight. We're like, let's do another escape room. And I was like, holy shit.
What are they open like 24 hours?
I think they're open to like 2 a.m. or something.
Oh.
So the one where we killed Dracula was actually terrifying because it was in the dark.
Yeah. And did it have actors?
No.
Okay.
They give you flashlights, but it was, there was moments of that one where you had to actually get into a coffin.
Uh-uh. I'm out.
And I was like, I'll be damned if I'm getting in a fucking coffin in this weird place
that
off
you're
Melrose.
Already like locked into.
Yeah.
Did you guys do it? Did you kill Dracula?
We killed the fuck out of Dracula.
What are some of the obstacles? Like, what were some of the things in that room?
It's a lot of, like, just sort of, like, you have to figure out, like, codes. So there's a lot of that kind of stuff where you, like, you have to figure out. It's like code breaking. So there was, like, all this whole thing about, like, gravestones that had letters on them. And we had to, like, change the letters around in order to spell the names of some of the fucking Dracula's henchmen or some dumb shit like that. And it was like, then once we did that, then like a door opens and then you can go into the next part. And then That's when you have to like get into a coffin, read the writing in the coffin, that thing, the information you get from that coffin, you take to the other side of the room where you have to fucking solve a picture puzzle. And then that shit takes you to another part. So it's kind of like that. It's like a bunch of like, once you solve this, then you get to this. And then at the end of it, a fucking real life, I swear to God it was real, even though it likely wasn't, rotten corpse popped out, was supposed to have been Drax.
I'm done. I can't do that one. I gotta do the, like, you gotta do this thing in this well-lit, ventilated room.
Yeah.
Like, that's the one I gotta choose.
If you're not down with, like, if you need to be in control of your environment, don't go to this thing.
Well, it's not even that. I think I could do maybe the Alice in... Well, no, Alice in Wonderland is kind of creepy. I just can't be in one where it's totally dark and you have flashlights.
Yeah. But now that I've done it...
Now you're like pro escape room.
I'm no pro. Again, I'm the weak
link.
No,
I mean, you love it.
I wouldn't say...
It was
super fun. I don't know if I love it. Love is a strong word. Love is serious, as you know. But here's the thing. If my friends are like, yo, we high, let's roll up to the fucking... I'll go. I'm totally down for doing it. Do I want to drop down my own money and go do it by myself or some shit? Am I like a super nerd about it? No.
Right.
But as an activity, it's super fun. However, I will say this. The crew that you go with is... essential to the time that you have.
Yeah.
Because I think this is why they fucking make people in companies do this kind of shit, like for trust exercises, because it really does. It really does show personalities. And sometimes...
They make corporate people do these?
I think so.
For
isn't
like
it
corporate
like a trust
retreats?
Fall, like fucking... I've never done it at my company, and trust me, my company is fond of doing shit like this, but like... I know that they do. Like, they'll do, like, events where they'll put you and your coworkers into shit. So you have to work together to solve something.
Well, right, but I've only heard of people doing this. I've only heard of, like, individuals doing escape rooms. But I guess it makes sense that it's, like, that they would have, like, accounting, go do an escape room.
Yeah.
HR, go do an escape room.
Well, I don't recommend doing it under the influence of anything, because it is, like, it takes a lot of brain work.
Right.
And... If you're me and you're the dummy that was basically just sitting there being like, I don't know what's happening. Like, somebody else, like, take charge. I mean, that is funny because I honestly truly thought, I was like, I'm worthless in this escape room. Like, there's no, like,
it could have been because you were high. Maybe if you weren't, you would have been taking charge.
I don't know, though. It's really
intimidating. I definitely wouldn't. I know I wouldn't because I'd be scared. So I'd be like, somebody tell me
what
to do.
And when I was in Dracula's lair or whatever the fuck we were, like, I was that person that when during Halloween, when you see pictures of kids going through a haunted house and they're all like screaming, it's like one of my favorite things about Halloween is when people post photos from haunted houses where
they catch it
at the moment.
Yeah.
And it's like people jumping on top of each other and like bros hugging and stuff.
Yes,
like,
I love that too.
That's my favorite thing. Yeah. I will never not laugh at that.
Me too.
It's so stupid, but like I crack up every single
time. Me too.
But I'm that person that like something pops out and I'm like, holy shit, you know, I'm
right.
I totally overreact.
But you guys won both of them, and that's pretty great. None of you had been to one, and you were like clowning on them, and you go in and you crush like two in a row.
But they're hard. That's the thing. They were fucking hard.
What are the difficulty levels? Is it like a 1 to 5 kind of thing?
It's
like,
just easy, medium, and hard.
And what were those two levels you did?
We did Alice in Wonderland was medium, and like the Dracula one was hard. Okay. And that shit was fucking hard. There were moments where I was just like, this is too smart for me. Like, I don't know hieroglyphics.
But I mean, give me an example, because I look, because I'm just picturing that, like, you know, you're just going through drawers or whatever, and you like get a note that's like, riddle me this. Like, these are, yeah, you will find me where this, that is high. What is it? What am I? Like, you know what I mean? Like,
oh yeah, girl, that's it.
Is it like that?
It's like a little bit of that. Oh yeah.
That's not, that's like, you know what I mean? Where it's like, I'm black and white and red all over.
Okay.
But don't you look over your shoulder. And it's like, what?
That's why I was saying
that is what
that's
it
some
is.
White people shit. Because I was basically like, who the fuck is like really into that, right? Who the fuck is being like, what's this riddle that's, you know, like, or like, why do we have to like solve like for X? Like, this shit is like,
is
not
that
my
what
thing.
It is though?
It's a little
like
bit of
fake
that.
Burned on the edges, fake old calligraphy.
Oh yeah, yeah,
things.
Yeah. Fake maps, a lot,
yes,
of fake maps, a,
yes,
lot of like old timey fucking fonts, a lot of old timey,
yes,
fonts. A lot of code breaking. It's nerdy as fuck. It's nerdy as fuck. Which is why I was hating on it.
Yeah.
And now I secretly think it's cool, or at least like it. It was fun.
Right. Right.
I don't know how cool it is, but it's fun. Like, and I will say again, admit to judging something before I did it.
Yeah.
And I will say though, the crew is essential, because I swear to God, if I wasn't with like my friends, if I was just with like a bunch of people that I didn't like, I would be breaking down walls with my hands.
It just sounds like some Harry Potter ass shit.
It's a bit of that.
Yeah.
Are you not? You have no desire to do it. You're like,
none.
Not. What if somebody paid for you?
If somebody paid for me, I would do the least. Like, I can't do Dracula's Castle. I can't do like
Jumanji.
I might do Jumanji, but Jumanji, you don't know what's jumping out at you. Like, I'm saying, like,
Jumanji, I feel like it's going to be, like, ancient scrolls found under rocks and shit.
I know. Yeah, but then I bet they got, like, ancient-ass spiders crawling on shit, too. Like, that's going to be a little snake and spider heavy, I feel.
There's probably some cougs. There's probably cougs in there. Some leopards. You know what I'm saying?
I don't want, like, leopards jumping out at me. I'm just saying I would have to do the tamest one of all.
They got tame ones. It's, not, like, again, it goes from, like, I'm sure there's some fucking real gentle shit that you can
start. I can't do one where it's dark. Where it's dark and we got to have flashlights, I can't do that. If it's, like, light, you know, I don't know. But, yeah, what you're describing, I'm already just, like, I got no patience.
But,
and
see,
I hate waiting.
Think that you and I are similar in that we're lazy as fuck.
I'm lazy. That sounds like work and not a game. And it's also, yeah, it's like I can't get over the like, you know, the fucking, again, like the Harry Potter-ishness of it, or the like Shakespearean-ish of it, where it's like, again, fake old papers made to look fake old because like the edges are burned.
Yep.
With like fake calligraphy that, and like, you know,
it's a lot of whimsy,
the old,
and I know
clues.
I know we're not whimsy fans.
Yeah, but it's also like even the things that are phrased in that like almost Yoda way, where it's like
Yoda.
In order
way.
To the clues you see, answer me these riddles three or whatever. Like I hate that. I hate that kind of.
It's
shit.
It's a lot of wizard talk, man.
Fucking hate wizard talk.
I hate that wizard accent. Fuck you.
I am racist against wizards. I hate the way they talk. I hate the way they look. I don't want them in my house.
Talk normal, wizard.
I don't like wizard talk at all.
So actually, isn't wizard talk, if you want to get down to brass fucking tacks, isn't wizard talk from the fucking country that you're about to move to?
Yes.
Isn't that where wizards come from?
I don't
from?
Like the medieval stuff about it. It
you don't,
is,
like, you don't
of
like
course.
That Game of Thrones jibber jabber?
I feel like, yeah, I mean, England invented wizards, right? I don't like it.
Somebody's going to write us and be like, actually, wizards come from
the Dutch or whatever.
49 AD.
Yeah.
Motherfucking something. I guarantee you somebody knows more about this than we do, and we're just popping off.
Oh, of course they do.
But I really
proudly
don't
know anything about wizards.
I really do think that wizards come from England.
I think they do too, right?
Let me be real, though.
I mean, we don't like magic or dragons or wizards, and, like, I guess depending on the theme, but that's what I'm saying. So it's like, even in the Alice in Wonderland has, like, wizard talk. But
I don't fuck with Alice in Wonderland that much, though.
I don't either. But the Dracula one, were the clues still phrased like that, or were they phrased more normally?
Well, okay, so there was this, like...
Even though that's old-timey, because that's, like, Transylvania, like, old-timey.
Right, because when you walk in, there's, like, this giant fake stone tablet that had a bunch of, like, Latin phrases on it that was written in a fucking horror font.
Dripping blood font.
It was like a fucking, you know... It just reminded me of...
GeoCities Dripping Blood font.
Yeah, it's like the movie Waxwork from the 80s. It was basically just like, you know, a bunch of vampire fonts. And, you know, so there's a lot of that.
Are there any modern day ones? Are any of the themes like...
How to get out of an IKEA? Is that what you mean?
Or just like a thing where it's like, hey, a guy you know got kidnapped. Rescue him in this modern day apartment. Like,
no.
And a thing where the clues are at least phrased. Like, if you find a clue, it's like, hey, Mike's over there. Go get him. Instead of like, ye have found the secrets of, you know what I mean? Like, are any of them just phrased a bit more modern?
No, there's no, like, because why?
They all have like a wizard element to them.
It's a fantasy world.
Because it could
world.
Be like a Liam Neeson thing. It could be like...
I was going to say, you want it to be like some kind of Jason
It could be
Statham.
Like a Liam Neeson thing where it's like, I got to find this guy's daughter. And like, that's a thing. That's still an escape room. It's still a thing where you got to find clues and save somebody. But it's like a more modern day, not... wizard talk version.
I would submit all of these ideas to www.escaperoomideas.net because obviously you got some. All this shit
is
though
charge.
Is not the ones that I went to though were definitely based on fantasy worlds, so
yes.
It's like Dracula, Alice in Wonderland, Jumanji, fucking I think there was one in outer space. There was actually like some 1940s gangster one, like we were in some bar.
Well, see, that's at least a little bit more up to date.
Yeah, but then you got a lot of like fucking, hey, big boy, yeah. Like
you gotta find the clues, see?
Yeah.
But I prefer that to like old timey medieval shit.
Yeah, I mean, we at this point, again, we were just kind of walking in, not knowing what the fuck was going on. So we were basically like, we'll just take whatever you got.
Right.
But like, you know, at the end of the day, you really got to be into like wanting to be in that environment. And like I said, first of all, I was hating on it before I went. My bad. I get it. But then when I was in it, I was definitely like, I don't know what is going on. Like, I'm going to essentially just sit here until somebody smarter figures out how to get it going.
Right.
And, you know, there's always like, it's funny because the people that you're with, if they have different energies, which is like some people are super like, I just want to get it done. And other people are like, no, I want to methodically take my time and go step by step. So that's always an interesting thing, too, is vetting
right.
Like the whole like, who's the motherfucker that is wanting to start from the beginning and go step by step? And then who's the person that just wants to like turn up the entire room and try to solve it with everything? You know what I mean?
Right.
So it's all very much like the style of how people react in these situations. And then obviously just people's general love of that shit. Like if like you're into Harry Potter and you're into hanging out with Alice in Wonderland characters, then it's for you.
Right.
And it doesn't sound like it is for you.
I'm not that guy. But now you've made me feel like I should try it.
I'm telling you, if you go, if you just go with a bunch of people that you know, try it. Do I suggest just rolling up there with you and I and doing one? Hell no. Because I would be like, I don't know what I'm doing. I'm just
going
to sit here.
All right.
But that's it. I mean, the message is clear. Try shit.
Try
stoned.
Shit out.
I'm stoned. I actually don't recommend. But just try shit on a whim.
And you might love, you might find your inner nerd.
And you might find out a lot about you.
Yeah.
A lot about living. And a little about love.
Saw the details fall away. Saw the details fall away. Saw the